Learning Nefesh HaChaim, Shah Dalad. We're in chapter 12, Perek Yud Beis, about halfway through the chapter. What we spoke about in previous chapters was that it's specifically learning Torah that sustains the world. All the worlds are dependent on the learning of Torah because the world was created for us to learn Torah, to come to know Hashem through learning Torah, connecting with Hashem, etc. And then we said in the beginning of chapter 12 that it's specifically through learning to such a degree that you're innovating, where you're learning new ideas. And new ideas doesn't have to necessarily mean that it's world-shaking ideas, but it's new ideas for you. Things that are new to you that you're discovering now, new discoveries that you're now making in your own progress, in your own journey of learning Torah. So that would be called new ideas. So that has a special joy. We brought along Zohar, which speaks about how when these ideas get to the heavens, Hashem crowns them with crowns, and he's very, very delighted with them. And the Reb Chaim Volozhin will now bring a few other teachings along the same line, that Hashem gets a special joy, a special nachas, when a person innovates, when he's learning, discovering new things that he's never seen before. So says the Zohar as follows, Parshas Vayechi, Ksiv, it's a pasuk from Shir Hashim, Adudoim Nosnu Reach. It says that the flowers, the dudoim, were the jasmine flowers that were mentioned in the parsha by Reuven. So they gave an aroma. So on that the Zohar said, "Adudoim nosnu reach elu heim shemotza Reuven." These are the flowers that Reuven discovered. Apsochein kol megodim. Now the teaching here is bringing the other verses there from Shir Hashirim. It says they've apsochein kol megodim in my doorways. All sorts of delicious foods, all sorts of sweets, etc. Kol megodim, heim bnei Yisachar. So that's hinting. The aroma is the aroma from the learning of the Torah, and the delicious fruits also refers to Torah. Heim bnei Yisachar. These are the fruits that were created by the sons of Yisachar, the tribe of Yisachar, Garmu, Sheyu al Piskei Batei Knesses, Batei Midrashes, that they caused that at the openings, at the doorways of the shuls and of the Batei Midrash, of the yeshivas, there should be all types of delicious fruits. The delicious fruits is all these wonderful ideas and discoveries that they're discovering, that they discovered. Chadoshim, Gam Yeshonim, new fruits and old fruits. Kama Dibrech Tei Chadoshim Yeshonim Shemizgalim al Yodom. Numbers of new ideas and renewing old ideas. Sometimes you bring out an old idea, but you see it in a new light, or people have forgotten it, and you bring it out again. So new ideas and old ideas, which are precious, which are now revealed to the students. Doidi tzafanti loch. So it says, "My beloved, I waited for you." That's the continuing verse there in Shir Hashirim. That hints to mikant lamadnu shekol mi she'osik b'tzei karui. So from here we learn that anyone who engages in Torah in a fitting way, and he knows how to give joy to the words. He knows, he doesn't just say the words. Sometimes we read the words like almost parrot-like, or we read the words in a mechanical way, just a very dry way. But he gives joy to the world. He brings the words to life. He says the words with a joy. He knows, he connects with the words that he's saying, and then so to speak, the words themselves are singing and dancing. He gives joy to the words. The words come out with a levedik, with a life to them. And in bringing them to life, he innovates in these words. He shows new aspects, new facets to these words that had never been seen before. So these words that come out with joy and with a newness, they go up all the way up to the throne of the king. And Knesset Yisrael opens for them gates, the special gates, heavenly gates. They open up for these words that come up. The Gunezes of some and stores them. Now, Knesset Yisrael is a term we've seen before. Knesset Yisrael means it's this heavenly force, which is the ideal, the model of Israel. Now, the people that we're trying to be is called Knesset Yisrael. That's the model that we're trying to pattern ourselves on. So that exists as a spiritual reality. There's what we are now, that's our present reality, and then there's the reality that we're striving for. So that's a spiritual concept. So that spiritual concept, which is called Knesset Yisrael, that potential, the potential Israel, which is a force that exists in the heavens, that's the force that accepts our words of Torah, and stores them away, and especially puts them in precious places, special places. And then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu enters Gan Eden, he enters Gan Eden up in heaven, Lishtasher im HaTzadikim, to delight with his Tzadikim. Hashem goes into Gan Eden to get pleasure and to spend time and to enjoy the presence of his righteous ones. Motzin Oisam, they bring out these words of Torah, they bring out these Chidushim. While Hashem is engaged in this visit to Gan Eden, they bring out these Chidushim, they bring out the fun of his. They bring it out in front of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mistakel behem b'sameach. And Hashem looks at these ideas, he looks at these thoughts, and he gets joy from them. Az HaKadosh Baruch Hu misateh b'atoris elyonus. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu crowns himself with upper crowns b'sameach, and he rejoices. And from that moment, the minute that Hashem sees these words, these ideas, and he gets joy from them, so that's when the words are recorded, when they're written down and they're kept. So fortunately is the share of one engages in Torah as he's fitting, he's learning as he should be learning. He's fortunate in this world, and he's very, very fortunate in the world to come as well. Now there is a concept of doing things properly. So we understand sometimes when we learn, we sort of skimming over, we want to just get through it, we want to just cover the material, and we're not really engaging. And then when we engage it, we really sort of chew it, we really think about it, we really put our minds to it, so then the words come to life in a different one light. So a person, that's called learning properties. That's when a person brings joy to the words. He sort of brings the words to life. They almost have a life of their own. So that's the highest level. The person who learns at the highest level, obviously his reward will be much greater than someone who learns at a more superficial level, at a more basic level. Another midrash, Uvetzanid Bel Yehu, Perek Yud Ches, Hanachal Yale Al Sfasei, is a pasuk here from Yecheskel. It says that the river overflows its banks, Mizeh Mizeh, this side and this side, where they are called Eitz Michael. The river overflows its banks and feeds the trees that are lining the banks. There's all sorts of fruit trees along the banks of the river. The river overflows its banks, and that's what waters the fruit trees. Perisham, so the Talmud Belio says that posuk, it's not talking about rivers and trees, it's talking about Torah. Perisham calls it Hakosov al Divrei Torah. It's all going on Torah. But Oimisham, it says, Ma'ul Chadoshov Yevoke. To the new ones he visits. He visits the new ones, there are new fruits. The new ones produce new fruits. The Mechadshe Torah. That's those who renew Torah ideas. That they say new ideas constantly. They say new ideas every day because they're engaging in a proper way. So they keep coming up with new thoughts, new ideas. That's the son who's a firstborn. We know that a person gets pleasure from his children, but his highest pleasure is from his firstborn. His firstborn child, that's the most exciting child. A young couple get married, and the very first child that's born is very, very exciting. So he gets a special excitement from his firstborn, because that's new. The concept of chidush is the concept that gives joy. Pinkus speaks about that in an essay, that our real joy comes from chidushim, when we see something we never saw before. So there's a special excitement and joy about new ideas. So therefore, someone who learns new ideas, he learns the Torah in such a way that he comes up with a new insight, a new view. So that's called his bechor. It's his firstborn, because he has a special excitement. It's like his firstborn son. He's saying ideas that everyone gets excited about. They get excited. They get happy about it. Simcha mischadesh leil aviv b'chol yoim. Right? It's this newborn son. Again, in the analogy of the newborn son, is a joy to his father every single day. And he rushes home from work or from the Beis Hamidrash. He rushes home to see his kid. Oh, and he says it's so exciting. It's so new. He rushes home to see his kid. So the same thing here, there's a joy that comes from the Torah. B'chol mokum, shemechachim teyeh, b'yeshivas beis haknesset, b'yeshivas beis hamidrash. So therefore, any place where they innovate new Torah ideas, whether it's in the shul, or whether in the beis hamidrash, smechim, simcha mischadesh l'akodesh boch. So that brings a new joy to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Right? The joy that we feel is a new joy to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. B'chol yoim tomid. And that's a constant joy to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Chapter 13, Perek Yud Gimel. And by way of engaging in the Holy Torah, that completes the intention of Hashem in the creation. Now that does, that's, once we're engaging Torah, the Holy Torah. So then that's it. We've done what the world was created for. Hashem. And the whole program has been filled. You know, it's come full circle. The creation of the world is for the study of Torah. Once we are engaging in Torah, so then we've completed the circle. Sherak bishvil haTorah she'asku bo Yisrael. Because really the whole creation was specifically for the Torah that Israel would occupy themselves with. They'd engage in Torah. Tamayim v'chazal, as our sages taught, we brought this before, Breishis, it says Breishis, which means for that which is Reishis, for that which is first, Bishvil haTorah, that's for the Torah. The Torah is called Reishis, it's called the first. For that which is first, Bishvil Yisrael, it's called the Jewish people, is called Reishis. So it's for Reishis, it's for Reishis that Hashem created the world. Reishis is Torah, Reishis is Yisrael, Bishvil Moshe, Moshe is also called Reishis. For Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, who would be the teacher of Israel, he would be the one who would bring the Torah to Israel. So it's for him, for the sake of Moshe, for the sake of the Jewish people, for the sake of the Torah that the world was created. Why Moshe? Because Moshe was the agent in terms of, he was the middleman in terms of bringing the Torah to the Jewish people. And so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejoices in his deeds, in his works of this world and his creatures. Shemali Mechein Lefonov, they bring a certain grace, they bring a certain Shechein to them in front of him. As he gets a certain joy, because they've got a certain charm to them, a certain Chein to them. Shemali Mechein Lefonov Yisboruch Kasha Rishon, like the very first time that he saw them. The person has a special Chein of, or a special occasion, the first time you do something, has a special charm to it. So therefore, he says that when we say Chidushim, so that's a chain for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the first time he created the world. We can imagine when Hashem first created the world, he was amazed at it, as we are amazed, right? When you go to visit a new country, and you've seen things you never saw before, it's amazing. It's something you never dreamed of seeing. So we understand that Hashem had a special joy when he created the world, and that's the joy that he gets when we engage in Torah. Shekiva hu yisbarach ba'atzmoy kaviyochol. It's exactly what he hoped for. When we give him what he hoped for, then there's a special joy. Like it says in the Midrash Rabbah in Reishis, lemelech shebon apaltrin, it says an analogy of a king who built a palace. Ra oisav arveloi. So when he built a palace, when it was all finished, it was all built, he looked at it, he saw it, and it was pleasant to him. And a person commissions a builder to do renovations on his house. And when they finish all the renovation, the person's excited. Oh, he's got like a new house. Everything's been renovated, all new. He gets a special pleasure. So the Midrash says like this. So the analogy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to this king who built himself a palace, and he said to the palace as follows, Omar, paltin, paltin, palace, palace, halavai te ma'aris chen, halavai should always get such pleasure with you. Because we know we always have pleasure from new things, but after a few weeks, it's not so new anymore. After a few weeks, we're not so excited anymore. Person has some new item, new gadget, whatever, a new car. In the beginning, he's very excited, but afterwards, he's not so happy with it. So he said, when he got this palace, he was so happy to see his palace. Says the Midrash, he said, palace, palace, may I always be pleased with you as I am pleased with you now. So that's what Hashem said to his world. Ulomi, ulomi, my world, my world. Alavait should only be that you always find favor in my eyes at all times. As you found favor in my eyes at this moment, the moment of creation, right, so should it be that always. It's always a source of joy. And the deep idea is here as follows, that if we are innovating and if we're learning Torah, we're engaging properly. So we are creating. It's an act of creation. Right? You're engaging something. You're not doing a mechanical work. When you're learning Torah, you're engaging your mind and you're thinking through ideas and you're coming up with things you didn't know before. The whole process of learning is about discovering things you never knew before. So there's a newness. So that's like the act of creation, just like the act of creation was new and exciting. So therefore, Hashem wishes that it should always be new and exciting, which is the path of learning Torah, because we are discovering new ideas and we are engaging in new ideas. So that's the ideal. And then Hashem will get pleasure from his world as he did at the time of creation. Also it says, in praise of the Torah, like a beautiful deer, female deer, beautiful beautiful wild deer that's in the forest, that Hashem gets pleasure from just seeing her, from seeing this deer in the forest. The Zohar brings another source. Amar Blaza, Amar Asim Dvarei Beficho. Blaza taught, I have placed my words in your mouth. Lamadnu kol odam ha'isik b'Torah. It's to teach that any person engages in Torah, v'sifsosav doivu v'istir, his words, his lips are muttering, mumbling Torah. When you read, you mutter. You mutter that you're saying, his lips are moving. and they sang words of Torah. Lo'ed elishu mekayim es ha'ulom. And not only that, so it gives a tremendous joy to Hashem. It gives tremendous joy to Hashem when a person sang words of Torah. And not only that, but he's actually sustaining the world. Ba'kodesh boch sameach imoy. Hashem rejoices him ki'ilu b'yom ahu noiteh shamayim ba'oritz. Hashem rejoices in the person who's learning. This is another source of the same idea. Person, Hashem rejoices in him like the day that he planted heaven and earth. Zesha Kosov, and that's what it says, that a person is learning, so he is, it's as if he's planting the heavens and he's setting up the earth. That's the power of his Torah. Learning, he's actually doing an act of creation, he's creating the world. Pashas Truma, Posak Reb Chia V'Oma, Eis Lasus Lashem, it's a time to do for Hashem, Heferus Rosecho, right, they have removed your Torah. So he teaches as follows, Heferus Rosecho, B'chol Zman Shatim, Eschayenus, right, it's a time to do it's right. The Torah is diminishing from the world. People are running away from Torah. People are not keeping Torah. So when a person comes along and is in learning in the Torah and he is making time for Torah, calls mancha Torah miskayemes. So as long as there's Torah in the world and people are engaging in the Torah, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu samech b'maisi yodav. Hashem gets joy from his world. Samech b'ilomis. And he gets joy from all of these worlds. And so once we're using the Torah, once we're learning Torah in his world, so then the whole world has its function. And the heavens and earth stand in a as they should be. Lo edel shakodesh bochu makhil kol pamalia shelo hakodesh bochu gathers all of his hosts, his heavenly hosts, for Oimelhem. He says to them, Ruha am hakodesh sheishli be'aretz. Come and see my holy nation that's in this world. Shatira misateris b'shvilom. That the Torah is crowned on their account. And then the angels, when they see the joy, when they see the joy of their Lord in his nation, that they open up and say, who is like your nation Israel? The angels also get excited and they say, Mika amcha Yisrael, who is like your nation Israel? We can imagine that the analogy would be as follows. Let's say a person makes a party, makes a big party. And the guests come, and the guests are having a good time, and they're behaving themselves nicely, and everyone's enjoying themselves, and there's a good flavor, and there's a good feeling, and people are being pleasant to each other. So it's a very, very nice party. So we imagine the host gets tremendous nachas. He says, "Oh, I made this party, and look how well it's working. Look how people are enjoying themselves. Look how happy everyone is." So he gets joy from that. But imagine the same host makes the same party, and the guests come, they're misbehaving themselves, and they start throwing food at each other, they start fighting, and there's fights break out, and there's unpleasantness, and there's complaining, and whatever. So that's very unpleasant to the host. He says, would it be better if I never made this party? So the same thing, when we're using the world as it should be used, so that is Hashem's joy, and the angels themselves are happy that Hashem is rejoicing over the world. Ubereish Parsha Shmini, at the beginning of Parsha Shmini, also from the Zohar, Zakain Inun Yisrael. Ashreim Yisrael, fortune or Israel, Shakodesh Bochun, Nosanem at Zatoria Kadosha. Fortune to Israel that Hashem gave the Holy Torah to the Jewish people. She Simcha Sako, which is the joy of it all. It's the joy of the entire creation, is the Torah. Simcha Sakodesh Bochun, the joy of a Kodesh Bochun. Mokam Tiul Shelo, it's his Tiul. It's Hashem's, so to speak, his walk. Like a king walks around his gardens. A king has special palace gardens, beautiful gardens, and the gardens work very hard to make beautiful, beautiful gardens. And then that's his special pleasure. He takes a walk through his gardens. He smells the flowers. He walks on the grass and enjoys he walks through his palace gardens. So that's the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. We're toiling in the Torah, and he walks through and he sees the Torah that we're studying. That's his special joy. Malcolm Tiol Shulay Shikosav Eyesha Shuim Yom Yom. That's the delight of Hashem is his Torah. But specifically when we're renewing the Torah, when we're engaging the Torah, Torah that's just in a book on the shelf is, in a sense, it's dead. Just books on the shelf. A person who wants to be a Torah scholar, so he buys books. So he's got whole sets of books, but they sit on the shelf. They're collecting dust. So that's not really called Torah. Just having the Torah books is not called Torah. It's the engaging in the Torah. It's the thinking, the speaking of the Torah, the arguing about the Torah. It's telling Torah ideas. That's the life of the Torah. That's bringing it to life. Perek Yudalad. V'gam ha'il omris v'abriyas kulam hem az bechedvosi yasei rosa. And then at that stage, when Hashem is rejoicing, so then all of the worlds and all of the different creatures of the world, all the angels are also in joy. And as when Hashem is happy, so then all the world is happy. Right? We see it sometimes, a person is tremendously happy, so then everyone around him is happy. You know, he's so happy that people can't not be happy in his presence. They seem so happy, like you see, let's say, a bridegroom on his wedding day. So everyone's happy with him. Right? You see how happy he is, so everyone becomes happy. So the same thing when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is happy, and we're happy, so the spiritual universe is all in joy. Kulam heim az bechet vosi yasei rosa, all of them are rejoicing with a special joy. When they hear me, ziv ha'ora elyon, and they're shining with the light, the heavenly light, the supernal light that shines, that beams, ha'shofei alei mimokum shorish elyon shel ha'tor, which pours down on them. Now this releases a special blessing from the upper worlds. Moshe Kosov, as it says, b'peg ma'ariv ha'tor, Sameach Samokum, Sameach Sabrius. It says about someone who's engaging Torah that he gives joy to Hashem and he gives joy to his fellow man. Because he's acting in a correct way. Chen Amra Torah, and so to the Torah says, Ve'yesh Hashuim Yoim Yoim. This is my delight every single day. Ubezoya V'yakel, another source from the Zoya, Pashas V'yakel, Az Nidburu Yere Hashem. The Pasuk in Melachi says that those who fear Hashem speak amongst themselves. Those who engage in Torah speak amongst themselves. As Dibru Niboile. So the Zohar asked the question. It should have said that then they speak. But then they spoke. It says those who fear Hashem spoke, but it doesn't say that. It says those who fear Hashem were caused to speak. As Nidbru, they caused to speak. So what does that mean? Right. Ela Dibru Lamala Kol Ela Hamekovas Hakadoshes. But what it means is as well that the people speaking Torah down below are causing words to be spoken up in the heavens above. As Nidburu means that they're causing to speak, and as their words below are causing corresponding words in the worlds above. Ela Nidburu lamala kol eila hamekoves hakadoshes, all of those holy chariots, whatever, some sort of Kabbalistic concept of holy chariots, all sorts of different movements, all sorts of different actions in the upper worlds, kol eila tzvokos kadoshim, and all of those holy hosts, Mishum She'elu Milim HaKadoshim Oilus Lamala, the reason being because these holy words go up to the heavens, V'kama Mehen She'makdimim Noisim Oisam Bifnei HaMelech HaKadosh, and these words are carried and brought in front of Hashem, V'misatrim B'kama Atoris V'elu Oiris Elyonim, and they are crowned with lights. The crowns are these lights, these heavenly lights that start shining from the words of Torah, V'kulam Nidborim Lifnei Melech HaElyon, and they said over. The words that he speaks are said over in front of the holy king, in front of the upper king. Hashem was in the upper heavens. The Eumi Roa Simchus Mi Roa Tishbochus Ailomus Bechol Eilu Harakim Lifnei HaMelech HaKodesh. And who can see this joy, and who can see the praises that come before the heavens that are before the holy king? V'HaMelech HaKodesh Mestakel Behem. Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at them, he takes pleasure from them, and he crowns himself with them. He takes these words and uses them as crowns on his head. And Oilus al Roisha, they go up onto his head. The Nase Atoris, they make into crowns. The Yuridim Yushu, the Cheikh, then they sit in his lap. They sit on his head as a crown, and then they descend, they sit in his lap. The Yushu, the Cheikh, Bifnim, Betokfo, in the strong place, the strong place of a person, his loins. We speak of the person girds his loins. You know, that's the strong area of a person's body. That's like where the strength comes out from. So they sit in his lap, so Misham Oilus al Roishoi, and from there, from his lap, they go again up to his head. It's from his head to his lap to his head, from his lap to his head. Right. The Omra to Eir Shashuim Yomum, and that's the delight of Hashem. And I will be. And as the words that are said will be a joy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're saying the words now, but that will continue up to the heavens, and it will be a source of joy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time that the words go up before him. And all the time that a person is engaged and clinging to the words of Torah as is fitting, and as he's attached to it, he's engaging it, he's clinging to it. The words actually rejoice like when they were given at Sinai. In other words, it's reliving the Har Sinai experience. The giving of the Torah at Mount Sinai, when the Torah was given on Sinai, it was a very special occasion, one of the most amazing days of the history of the world, where the whole world stood still. We know that even the birds didn't tweet, the cows, all the animals were quiet. The whole world was silenced when Hashem gave the Torah. And we had the mountains raised up into the heavens. The mountain became, mountain came clear like glass. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vision appeared. The angels became visible. It was an unbelievable experience. So so what we're learning now is when a person engages properly, he's sort of reliving. He's reliving the experience of the giving of the Torah at Sinai. And the words rejoice as they rejoiced when they were given at Sinai. As the words, so to speak, came out and rejoiced, they were rejoiced in being shown. If you can sort of imagine, let's use an analogy, a person wants to buy, let's say, a diamond ring for his fiancée. So he goes into a jewelry shop and the salesman brings out these trays of diamonds. So to speak, the diamonds are happy to be shown. Oh, we're being shown. We're taken out of that dark safe. Right, the jeweler took them out of the safe, these trays of diamonds, and now he's showing them to the customers, and they're sparkling, they're so to speak sparkling for the customer. They're sort of showing off their beauty to the customer. So that's the joy the Torah gets, that we're engaging, that we're bringing out the words of Torah, we're saying the words of Torah, and there's a rejoicing, the words themselves rejoice, and it's a reliving of the giving of the Torah at Sinai. At Moshe Kosu Zohar Parshas Chukas, like the Zohar says in Parshas Chukas, we read a posof Zohar Satira Tachadi Milin Deraisa Kedishin Inun. Right, he said, come and see that the words of Torah are holy and very, very lofty. Mesukim Hem, they're very sweet. Moshe Kosu VeNechmodi MiZohov, that they're sweeter than gold. They're more cherished than gold. So they're very sweet and they're cherished. They're more precious than gold. Misho Esek B'Torah Hu Keilu Oimed Kol Yom Al HaSinai. And that's what he brings explicitly. From that side, it says specifically someone who's engaging in Torah is like he's standing on Mount Sinai, the Kabbalah Torah, to receive the Torah. And that's what it says, this day you have become a people. So this day is in the present tense, because this day is an ongoing day. And as we can relive the day of receiving the Torah every single day, we can make today a day of receiving the Torah at Sinai. It says also in another source, we learned that anyone who listens to the words of Torah, someone who's listening to the words of Torah, sometimes you listen to sit in a class and you have a bit of a daydream and you're thinking about other things, you've got other things on your head, you're not really listening. So that, however, someone who engages, he's listening. So the listening itself gives an importance to the Torah. The Torah, so to speak, can enter his words, right? Otherwise, it's like someone comes, you go and knock on a door of someone's house. You go visit a friend, you knock on the door, and there's no answer. You say, they must be out. I knocked on the door, no one answered. No one opened the door. The curtains are closed. It seems to be they must be out. Maybe they're in shopping. So the same thing. So sometimes the words of Torah come knocking at your door, and they want to enter your consciousness. They want you to be listening to them. So when a person does listen, right, so then it says, fortunate is he, it's like he's receiving the Torah from Sinai. By listening, he's listening. Like sometimes people listen very eagerly, right? You get the details of something very, very important. So you listen carefully. So if something's important and you listen carefully, you're not just listening, you listen carefully. There's a different type of listening. Now, there are different types of listening that we can listen. It depends on how important it is to us. The more important it is to us, that's the better we listen. So that's what makes it like receiving Torah at Sinai. Kilo kibo Torah misinav afilu mikol odom tzichin lishmoa divetur. And that's why we have to be willing to, we have to be happy to listen to Torah from any person. Any person who's going to say Torah to us, we should listen. And that's basically what it says in Pirkei Avos. Ezul Chochem, who's a Chochem? Aloy med mikol odom, he learns from all people. Now, if he cherishes Torah so much, he's happy to hear from anyone. Well, whoever will say Torah, he'll listen with a special ear. And since he's listening with a special ear, he's listening with an attentive ear, he's going to hear nuances, he's going to hear chidushim, new aspects that he never thought of before. There's a concept of Ein Beis HaMidrash Beloi Chidush. Sometimes you can be something that you've learned many times, but you sit down to learn it again, and it's a new session, it's a new experience, and you see a new facet, you see a new face of it. And that's what the Gemara says. If you're learning Torah properly and you're engaging in Torah properly, there's never an occasion where if you're engaging in it properly, you won't see new ideas. That's what we say in the Shema. Vayayim Shemoya Tishmu. If you will listen, you will hear. If you listen to the words of Torah, you'll hear. You'll hear new ideas. New ideas come up from just listening again and again. Just trying to get into a deeper and deeper, deeper understanding of the Torah, penetrating it a bit deeper. So that's what we're saying here. So therefore, afilu mikol adam tzichu lishmer divrei Torah. Therefore, a person who gives a proper appreciation of the Torah, a proper respect for the Torah, he's going to be listening it from anyone he can hear Torah. He's going to cherish it. He's going to be listening. Misha mati azna lekablam noisin kovid lemelech hakodesh. Someone who turns his ear, someone who inclines his ear to hear. He says, "Oh, I want to hear." So he inclines his ear. I want to hear. So he's giving honor to Hashem. These are words of Hashem which are being said. Oh, I want to hear. I want to hear what Hashem said. What did Hashem say? Right? So that's honor to Hashem. By wanting to hear the words of the Torah is honor to Hashem. When he's in covered, the Torah is giving honor to the Torah. I love a Kosovo. And above that it says, today you have become a nation. So again, we know that by Har Sinai it says, today you have become a nation. So that's the thing of reliving the today. Making the Matan Torah today. It's today we're becoming a nation. Today we're accepting Torah. It's all new. So today we're connecting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That time, the reason is Shikamosha Be'ez HaMaimad, just like at the time of the giving of the Torah, at this holy giving of the Torah, Nistabku Kaviyochum B'Dibur Yisbor, the whole Jewish people clung to the word of Hashem. Imagine there was an unbelievable experience. So they heard the word of Hashem. They clung to it. They were hanging on to his words, right? That expression in English we say, hanging on to his words. So therefore they were clinging, they were holding his words, they were absorbing his words. Kain gam ata, now, similarly now, if a person is learning in the same way, so here too, that's exactly the same experience of learning properly, is the same as being at that Sinai. Every time the person engages and thinks about it, he's engaging into it and he's thinking about it. So he's clinging to the word of Hashem literally. Everything that was said, everything that was said at Sinai was words of Hashem that Hashem said to Moshe. Hashem was speaking to Moshe, and the whole Jewish people were experiencing this. So therefore, this is the word of Hashem. It's literally the word of Hashem. So who's not going to listen properly? It's the word of Hashem is talking. Who's not going to be listening? It says in the Gemara that even what a student, a junior student, will ask his Rebbe, sometimes a very, very simple student, that a young student, a young kid will ask his Rebbe, that also was taught in Torah. Now, whenever we're engaging in Torah, so then it becomes the Torah of Moshe, the Torah that Moshe received from Hashem. Because the Torah that Moshe received from him is a whole unit of Torah. It's a whole area of Torah. And there could be the unexplored details. Let's say, for instance, a person inherits a field. So there's all sorts of unexplored areas in this field that he's never seen before. He's going to have to start walking through the field to see what there is there. Maybe there's certain shrubs are growing there. Maybe there's certain trees growing there. Maybe there's certain fountains there, or springs, or streams. He doesn't know. So the whole thing. And Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah, and that Torah is still explored. Every single student who will ask us even the smallest question, that's included in this body of Torah, which is a body of Torah that came specifically from Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu and to the Jewish people. Similarly, now when a person is engaging in the Torah b'chol table with every single word is also an act of discovery. So to speak, that word itself is like a flash of fire, which is coming from the mouth of Hashem, so to speak. And it's as if right now we're receiving it from Hashem, from Sinai. Okay, this is the body of Torah. This is the body of Torah, which is a living body of Torah, which is, so to speak, coming from Hashem even right now. And therefore, we see a number of times it's mentioned in Chazal that when they engaged in a certain learning, and they reach certain wonderful conclusions. So the expression of Chazal is that the words that they said were rejoicing like at the time they were given at Sinai. They engaged to such a level that the words themselves were rejoicing like they rejoiced when they were given at Sinai. And then from these words comes down from the heavens a outpouring of light and blessing from the upper source above. And as we're drawing down all of this brocha, this light and brocha from the upper heavens, al kol ha'olamos, which is coming down on all of the worlds, v'gama aretz ha'ira v'chvodo mizbareches, and this world also lights up. The words come into this world, it lights up this world. If you come, sometimes you go into a dark room, can't see anything, it just looks dark and dismal. Then someone turns on the lights and you see it's actually a beautiful room, it's a very nice room. While the lots were dark, it was just like a dismal place. Someone turns on the lights and you see it's a very nice place. So to speak, with the Torah that draws down a light which lights up our world. We see the beauty of our world in the light, through the light of the Torah. The world itself is blessed. It brings many, much benefit, much goodness comes to the world as a result of this learning. Batan B'liyoh said Eliyahu Rabbah, also from Batan B'liyoh says, Kaim Shulaymed is a Torah. Once a person learns Torah, as a maybe Torah L'ilam, he brings benefit to the world. And because he's drawing down all this blessing, that's the time to start asking for personal requests. He wants to ask compassion, he wants to ask for mercy by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a special joy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, opened up his storehouses, opened up his storerooms of Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just available. That's the time to ask him private requests. You've got certain issues you want to ask him, certain issues you want answered. So that's the time. Everything's open, it's all opened up, it's all available. Everything's been thrown open. So that's the time that a person should also be davening for personal salvation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cracks open the heavens and he brings rain, which is blos, brocha, and gashmius, and blessing to this world. And just one final idea, whenever Israel is engaged in Torah and doing the will of their Father in heaven, Hashem himself turns to them to bless them. As it says, Emes me'eres titzmach. It says, when truth sprouts from the earth, right? When if you plant flowers, so what sprouts from the earth is flowers. But when you learn Torah, what sprouts from the earth? Truth sprouts from the earth. So it says, when the truth sprouts from the earth, that's the Torah that we're planting. We're planting Torah ideas, and that's sprouting. It's producing fruits. So then it says, Tzedek Mishamayim Nishka. And the righteousness of Hashem looks down from the heavens. When this ever says the word Hashkofa, looking down from the heavens, it's looking down to bless. He's not just looking. He's not looking down, being critical. He's looking down to give us brochas. Shinema v'ishkifa mimoyin kodshecha. The pasuk says, "In Vayim, Hashem looks down from His heavens, uvorich es amcha, and He blesses His people."